In the teaching on mindfulness of breathing, one of the instructions that the Buddha gives is experience the whole breath body. Feeling the whole breath body. And this has been taken to mean in two different ways. One of the ways is to feel the whole duration of the breath, the whole in-breath, from the beginning through the middle to the end, feeling the space between the end of the in-breath and the beginning of the out-breath, the whole out-breath, beginning, middle, end, and the space between the end of the out-breath and the arising of the next in-breath. And that's a really important part of doing mindfulness of breathing, is feeling the whole breath. It helps to develop a sustained mindfulness. Another way that it has been understood to experience the whole breath body is to experience the breath throughout the whole body. And I'm going to offer a guided meditation of the breath in the whole body. So, if you haven't already, please take your meditation posture. And begin by feeling the breath in the nostrils. Bring a real interest to exploring this breath passing in and out of the nostrils. Do you feel a sensation on the upper lip as the air goes in, as the air goes out? Where do you feel the breath most intensely in the nostrils? Do you feel it on the outer rim? Do you feel it inside the nostrils? Do you notice a change of temperature between the in-breath and the out-breath? Can you sense the passage of the breath behind the nostrils? Feel the whole in-breath and the whole out-breath behind the nostrils. Let your attention now go to the place at the back of the throat and the back of the windpipe, feeling the breath moving down through the windpipe, in and out. Do you notice that the breath is felt primarily at the back of the windpipe? See if you can sense the breath in the whole windpipe. Move your attention downward to the area behind the heart, between the heart and the spine. See if you can find the rising and falling of the breath. Notice the quality of the breath in this place. Notice the way it feels somewhat different. It has a different quality than the breath experienced in the nostrils or the windpipe. Bring your attention downward to the diaphragm beneath the rib cage. Notice the opening and closing, the movement allowing space for the air to expand the lungs. Let your attention rest here and explore this experience. Bring your attention down again to the belly. Feel the expansion and relaxing of the belly. Let your attention rest here and explore this experience. And bring the attention downward again to the base of the torso, the perineum, which is the muscle between the anus and the sexual organ running along the base of the groin. Feel this muscle moving, expanding, contracting, conforming with the breath. It might also be experienced in the anus. And let your attention rest here. As the breath rises and falls, sense the skin on the body, sense the whole surface of the body. And see if you can expand your sense of the breath to feel the breath encompassing the whole body. returning the attention again to the base of the groin, feeling the perineum, the movement of the perineum with the breath. Moving the attention to the belly, feeling the rising and falling in the belly. Moving the attention upward to the diaphragm. Feeling the expansion and contraction of the diaphragm. Moving the attention to the area of the lungs behind the heart. Feeling the rising and falling. And feeling as well the whole lungs in the chest. The passage of air in the lungs. and moving the attention upward to the windpipe. Feeling the air entering and leaving. Feeling the space behind the nostrils and the nostrils and the upper lip. Exploring that area and the sensations of the breath passing through that part of the body. For the next couple of minutes, continue either letting the attention move from place to place or staying in one place in the body and being present with the breath, sensations of the breath in the body. as we move through the day, the retreat schedule, the energy, the right effort, is to move seamlessly, mindfully, from one activity to another. So sometimes, you know, we can get lost in the transitions, you know, in getting up and then, you know, moving down the hallway and going to the dining room. And it's like casting a fishing line, and, you know, we're sort of hooked onto the dining hall, and, you know, and we reel ourselves in, and we're not really aware of how we got there, but we end up in line somehow. So it's really a great practice to just be in each step, just be present in each step, be present in the small activities of, you know, folding your blanket up or straightening your cushion. Really be in the body, you know, feeling the body, feeling how, you know, isn't it marvelous? The body knows what to do. You know, these hands know how to fold a shawl. Isn't that great? You know, we don't have to tell it what to do, but we can be present in the process. And of course, as we're eating, we have the opportunity to move into tasting and smelling in a more intensified way. So, first of all, as you take your food, just be aware of, you know, is there a kind of a pull to pile more on to the plate than maybe that you need to eat. Just really exercise that moderation. Notice the attraction to something, and maybe the, you know, not liking something else, the way it looks, the way it smells. So we're learning to distinguish the body sensations from the reactivity to those sensations. And this is really key in practice, because some things we like, some things we don't like, and there's reactivity around that. But it starts with the senses. And we can simply be present to smelling, seeing, tasting. Take time to eat your food. You know, this is, a lot of us do this on retreat, just to really taste, pay attention. You know, we're not engaged in, you know, often overeating, we're engaged in conversation. And we have the luxury of just being able to attend to the food that's been prepared for us. You know, perhaps bringing a contemplation into it of, you know, awareness of the energy, the creativity that went into preparing it, the caring that went into preparing it, you know, the gift of the earth in giving, you know, the fruit of the earth that has been gathered and prepared. All of these things are part of our eating, and just appreciating the life that's nourished. So enjoy your meal.